Hello, and welcome to the very first episode of Be Living. My name is Aaron Cellerini, and I am your host for this new, exciting, lovely project that I'm hoping will inspire you and empower you to encourage others to live your best lives, the lives you want to be living. Yes, that was a pun for my own show, but I wanted to start off by kind of giving you guys a little bit of insight on what this show is actually about and how it works. So the first thing I want to talk about is the concept of it. So I was having a lot of thoughts about our education system one day, which I have a lot of feelings about, and we'll probably talk about on a whole nother episode. But I came up with this concept of, you know, we tell college students, high school students for that matter, that they're successful if they're making the grade. You know, if they're passing with this grade, performing at this level, if they're making this much money, et cetera, et cetera. But what they fail to realize, or what we fail to teach them, is that they can live a happy and successful life in the here and now. If they're living and breathing and working towards the life they want in a direction that gives them the opportunities to participate in that which they find fulfillment, where they find life. So this is a podcast that celebrates that path, that journey, discusses the things that you are most passionate about. We seek to find the truth in the authenticity of those who are striving to live the life they want. So our question to you is, what do you believe in? What rises your face out of the ground? What gives you life? What is that thing which is bigger than yourself that you believe in that helps you become the best possible version of yourself? What gets you to be living? So all this to say that I just wanted to create a space for people, young people in particular, to talk about bigger things. I love the idea of young people, or anyone really, coming together for a common purpose, for anything really, but especially to join a community that celebrates living your life and living authentically and living in the moment. I think our generation is definitely told that we should absolutely live our lives in the moment, but we're kind of told through music, movies, etc., that basically means like being unaware, to like indulge in things that like take us away, you know, so like drinking and partying and love affairs, all that stuff. But I never really thought that that's what living was. I always kind of looked at life being like a perpetual forward moving journey, and I always wanted life, or at least my life, to be this the kind of grand edifice of this epic saga that continues to move forward and that doesn't really have any real end, because I think that there's a certain love that should be experienced in the unraveling of the mystery that is your life, you know. It's funny because people used to always call me like an old soul. Like, I get along with older people. A lot of my friends are older, but I never really identified with that because, let's face it, I basically act like a 5-year-old all the time. But I think that people had that mentality of my nature, or essentially just got that vibe from me, because I enjoyed talking about real things. Which is sad that that seems to be the qualifier for maturity, but I kind of want to shift that paradigm. I want to get young people to become more aware and into their own lives and divulging in the creative powers of others and allowing it to inspire them to live these amazing lives, which I think we're all capable of, you know? So this is my passion, to help raise people up and realize how amazing they are. And I feel like a lot of my life has kind of been leading up to this point, you know, this realization. Because, well, for a long time, I felt like my happiness was contingent on other things. Because I think as a society, we kind of teach that, you know, when you ask people what they want in life, they often respond with a simple response, like, I just want to be happy. But unfortunately, nobody really knows what that is. They don't take the extra time to think about what that means to them. They think about, and if they do, they say, well, if I get this job, then I'll be happy. Or if I am in this relationship, I'll be happy. Or if I am making this much money, if I'm doing this, if I'm doing that. But human behavior kind of says otherwise. Because once you get that thing that you wanted, you kind of always seem to want more. You know, like if you get a bunch of money, you want to like either save it or spend it all and get more. So it's just, if you make your life about getting more and more money, that's a rat race that nobody ever wins. So I think the way that you can combat that kind of mentality is living in the space of that which you love. So this is a place to explore that quest. Answering those big questions, like what gives you life? What rises your face out of the ground? What gets you to become the best possible version of yourself? So it'll be a space to talk about God and bigger things, but this will never be a podcast about, you know, this God versus this God. And today we're going to be talking about this passion versus this passion and which one's better, because that's not really the point. I mean, the point is for you to look at the passions or beliefs of another person and find out for yourself what your passion is, you know, ask the questions that we ask, find the you in somebody else, you know, become connected. And we're going to do that by the different social media networks that the Be Living Show will be partaking in. You can email us directly at belivingshow@gmail.com. You can like us on the facebook.com/belivingnow page. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Be Living Now. Both of those are at Be Living Now. And there'll be a YouTube channel as well, and the links will be on those different platforms. But today, I just kind of wanted to introduce you to this whole thing, and I wanted to kind of share some of my favorite lessons as a kind of introduction to the conversations I want to have with everyone in the community. But today is just kind of introducing you to what this thing actually is, how it's going to work. And for the rest of the show, I kind of just wanted to share with you some of my favorite lessons as like a kind of introduction to the kinds of conversations that I want to have with everyone in the community and that I want you guys to be having with each other. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. So the first lesson that I kind of want to bring up is kind of, you know, seasonal, because yesterday was Thanksgiving. So I want to talk a little bit about gratefulness. And I want to share with you a story that I actually woke up one day. This was Thanksgiving, I think, of 2012. And I woke up in my brother's home in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I just woke up and I remember it was Thanksgiving Day and I asked myself what I was thankful for. And I could only really come up with one thing. And when I did, like, it just kind of exploded. And I grabbed a pen and paper around me and I just started writing everything that I was feeling and thinking at that moment. So I'm kind of read you that excerpt. To kind of tell you a little bit about what gratitude means to me and stuff. So, when I asked myself what I was thankful for this year, I wasn't entirely sure what to say. I could use the generic responses, such as family, friends, which I do at times take for granted, but not to say that I'm not indeed thankful for these things, because I absolutely am. I could be thankful for my life as it is right now, even though it's extremely difficult and maddeningly ever-changing. But upon further reflection, I found myself thankful for the past. I am thankful for every event that helped shape me into this strange, incandescent avatar that I am in this world. For every relationship that I've ever been in that, through a shared heartbreak, helped remind me of the fragility of the human heart and how very subtle the differences are between love, friendship, and true love. They've taught me everything I know about how important it is to care for others and also to strive for what's real and genuine in this life. I send them light and love on this and every day, hoping for them every happiness. for every friend I've ever had. I now realize why I place such a heavy value on companionship, because even through every turmoil I've ever faced, I can thankfully say that I've never been alone through any of it. I was only able to endure due to the kindness, generosity, and love in which my dear friends had surrounded me. I thank God for placing every single one of them in my life, and I'm so glad to have the chance to allow their stories to influence me as well. I'm so thankful for their roles in my life at whatever time they were there, and hope that they always keep me in their hearts as I will them. For every trek that I've partaken in since the end of my senior year of high school, with every dramatic, tumultuous event that occurred in each of these places, I am so very grateful for them. They have made me realize my identity, my future longings, and sometimes even the harsh realities of life. I'm thankful to be given enough blessings in this life to be able to act as a quasi-gypsy nomad while I continue on my journey to my destiny, because if I would have stayed dormant, I would be nowhere near the fate I hope is waiting for me. And therein lies the truth of my alms. I am thankful now, presently, on this day of thanks, for the past that has guaranteed me a better future. As human beings, all we can do to ease our minds at night is to hope that tomorrow will be so much better. Once I arrive at the destination of my fate, everything will align, and I pray that I may realize peace on that day. But if I've learned anything from my past, I now realize that right now will become past in the future. So no matter how hard things get, no matter how hopeless things might seem, or how lost I feel, I have faith proven without a reasonable doubt from my past that the future is something truly to be thankful for. And I learned that I needed to be grateful for every moment, because no matter if it's good, bad, awful, magnificent, or whatever, it's a miracle. And appreciating what you're given in any way is trusting in God and investing in your own fate. I still think of this all the time. Recently, I was asking people like if they could give me one life lesson that kind of changed their life, or that life has taught them that they'd want to share with the world. I was given this answer of treat every moment like a memory, because one day it will be, and you want to know how you're going to look back at it. So, and I think that's very, very true. I think, you know, like I was talking about in the excerpt, right now is going to become past later, and I'm going to look back at it, and I'm either going to say, thank God I'm not there, thank God I was there, or thank God I'm somewhere completely different. All right, we'll be right back. So another lesson in gratitude comes from my work as a server. And I think the reason is kind of obvious, but if not, hear me out. I'll explain. So when you're serving tables, you are essentially gambling your income on the generosity of strangers. You're basically a glorified homeless person. Like, it's an organized practice of solicitation. Or a humble form of begging, quite literally. So once I realized this, I had to kind of like change my expectations of tipping a little bit. It's really important, I think, not to take things personally, both in serving when, you know, you get a tip, or even like in life, that no matter what happens to you, it's a blessing. And so tipping has definitely been one of my greatest teachers in learning how to recognize blessings, because once I had that awareness, I came to the realization that, you know, people can only give you what they have. And this has become one of the greatest life lessons that I've ever learned, because if you think about it, you can give someone the greatest service ever. You can give them 5-star service, but if they only have $3 to give, that's all they can give you. And the same is true in life. You know, you may think that you deserve $1 million tip for giving them, you know, fine dining, white tablecloth service, but you're only going to get what they have. And a sense of entitlement is the absolute worst thing you can have as a server. And I think, honestly, as a person, too, because you only deserve the blessings that you can be given at that time. And instead of wishing that there was more, you should just be grateful for what's, you know, coming your way. Saying thank you is just the simplest form of exercising gratitude. So I applied that to my job. And every time I get a credit card receipt or money left on the table, I just whisper to myself, thank you, because it's a blessing. And if you see everything as a blessing and you say thank you for everything, every blessing that comes your way, your happiness just increases exponentially. You know, stay thankful for that $2 tip because it's $2 more than you had, you know? I left money issues behind a while ago, and that's not saying that I have all the money in the world, because I absolutely do not. But once I did, it was so liberating, because I know people say this all the time, but money really does come and go. And now, that doesn't mean that once you get money that you should blow it on whatever, you know, that's wasteful. But you got to learn how to invest the blessings that you are given in things that truly matter to you. And God will take care of the rest. You know, you always have what you need because God places that which you need in your life. And every time you think you need more, God will tell you by choosing whether to bless you with more or blessing you with the gift of waiting until you're ready to have more. You know, like, people can only give you what they have. And this lesson literally blows my mind on an almost daily basis, because I think it's just so true about almost anything in life, because it's so applicable even to just human interactions. You know, people can only give you what they have, so they can only give themselves, and maybe that's just not enough for you. Doesn't mean that that's not good enough. It just means that they don't have what you need. And if someone has a bad attitude about something, that's all they can give you. And, you know, with people's gifts too, you know, they can only give you what they have. And just because it's not enough for you doesn't mean that they are any less, or their gift is any less, or their attitude or their personality or the amount of love they can give you, or, you know, just anything that they can bring into your life. They can only give you what they have. It's their choice to give it to you, but they can only give you what they have. And so, you know, once you see everything as a gift and you can learn to appreciate everything as such, like I said, your happiness will just increase exponentially. Because, I mean, think about it. If you can appreciate that $2 tip, you'll appreciate that $40 one so much more. Just in real life, you know, if you can be grateful for the most awful experiences of your entire life, then you can truly be thankful for the greatest blessings that are in store for you. All right. So just take a minute and think about that, and we'll be right back. So another lesson that I wanted to talk to you guys about is about getting the life that you want and how attainable that actually is. After realizing all these truths about gratefulness and stuff that I just talked about, I kind of been thinking about, like, what I was going to do with all those little tidbits of information, lessons learned. And the most recent personal revelation that speaks to all this was, surprisingly enough, buying a car. I got into a car accident recently in which my car was completely totaled. And that resulted in One of the most harrowing experiences of my entire life, obviously, but also what's even worse, honestly, is the hell that follows, which is shopping for a new car. And in doing so, I drove myself crazy for days, weeks, really, even. And it got to a point where I just needed a car, but it was such a big deal to me, you know, like it wasn't a, like going to Target and picking a new sweater. It's buying a car, something that actually like affects the course of your life, possibly, and, you know, your own personal safety and stuff like that. So I researched, you know, the pros and cons of all the different cars I was looking at and that I could afford and what I should get with the money situation, and accepting advice from friends and family, and then half of them telling me, yes, go with this one. Half of them telling, no, that's the worst car of all time. And I just was going absolutely crazy. So I literally got to a point where I was like, I just prayed for peace. And I was like, God, whatever decision that I make, I don't even care what decision I make at this point. I just pray for peace when I make it. And so I looked at the situation from a completely new angle, and I decided that I was going to follow the route wherever I felt peace. If I felt any semblance of peace, I was going to follow that, because I can spend days talking about why a car isn't right for me, but I could also, why do that when I can focus on why a car is right for me and what feels right? And the only peace that I felt was when I was at the Fiat dealership. And then when I also told myself that I wanted and was going to get the Fiat, I felt an overwhelming sense of peace. And so I decided to give it. And now we're living happily ever after. I now have a sunburnt orange Fiat that I'm completely obsessed with. His name is Figaro. And but basically what my decision came down to is that I could choose love or fear. And fear leads to doubt, and you know, that whole Star Wars thing, fear leads to anger, anger leads to hate, blah, 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 blah. But why follow that instead of following your peace is basically the question I started asking myself. And that's kind of become my new mantra lately, because I think it's so important. And I think it's another one of the greatest life lessons that I've learned recently, is that every decision, every choice, every argument, basically anything in life, when you boil it down, it comes to two different paths. It can be broken down into love or peace, if that's what you want to call it, or fear and doubt, if that's also what you want to call it. So choose love, be lovers. Follow your peace. I'll be right back. Okay, so the last little thing I want to introduce here is one of the tiny recurring segments we're going to have on the show. And this one is called Little Moments. And the basic concept of it is that these are inspirational anecdotes that take an everyday occurrence and they find the deeper meaning behind it. So to give you an example, today's comes from a time where somebody was asking me about home and like where I found my home to be, the concept of home, and what home actually was. So, you know, they say that a house is not a home. And I think this is something to consider. If you think about it, our living space rarely truly defines our lives. It's simply just the backdrop to our story, our true selves. You know, they also say that home is where the heart is. So you might think like, this is my hometown, you know, but hometowns are just an evergreen reminder of the person that you've once were, and a mirror of self-realization of the person that you've become. There's a great quote in Benjamin Button where he, when he comes home, he says, You find out when you come home, you find out that the only thing that's changed is you. And so this kind of, my thing is, I just kind of think home is more of an idea. It's a concept of comfort that can be found in the past and the present, you know, where you are now and where you have been. And I think you can find that comfort within yourself. And I think for me, that's my sense of home. And I was thinking about this as I came across a bird's nest on the ground. And I was thinking about how birds create their homes. And they do that by collecting bits and pieces of whatever they can find. You know, this piece of trash or this twig or, you know, I found this much grass over here. So I brought it up here to, you know, make a bed or something. So, and I think there's something we can learn from this, you know, by using the fragments of your experiences from the past, the present, and whatever's coming in the future to build yourself a home. So you can share your little moments on the Facebook page and stuff like that. But that's our little moment for the day. So these are the things that we'll be exploring together. You know, what gives you life and why? What's inspired you to become that which you aspire to be? What steps do you take to make sure that you stay true to your truth? You know, I want you to be living. I want you to share the miracle of living with others. And so remember, become a fan of the Facebook page, subscribe to the YouTube channel, follow us on Instagram and Twitter, and feel free to post your thoughts that you have about this episode or any ideas for a future episode. And, you know, even if you want to be featured, you could message the page, or you can comment or talk about something that, you know, you want to talk about. And if you found something inspirational that you want to share, do it and spread it across the waves to all your friends too, and get other people involved in this community. We'll be doing a weekly show posted on this podcast channel every Friday. But these other platforms are going to be there for you every day, the Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that, for you to get involved in and get into it. So until next time, but remember, guys, be real, be strong, be living. I'll see you next week.